What happened? I had just broken into Umbrella Corporation's headquarters when suddenly a hole opened up in the floor and I fell through. And who the hell are you? With those guns? I'm guessing you're Stars.
Moonlight is more my thing. I'm a dead dealer. Or at least I was. My name is Celine.
Okay, Celine. My name is Alice. Now, you seem to know what's going on with all the fancy equipment around here. Perhaps you could tell me how a hole suddenly opened up and pulled me through?
Poor Alice, fallen down the rabbit hole. Well, wormhole actually. It was necessary for me to pull you out of your parallel universe into mine, which wasn't easy, given that there are infinite number of them.
Well, you damn well better send me back. There is a whole plague in my universe called
the T-Virus. I knew all about it. It turns everyone it infects into zombies or monsters. At least everyone except for you. It made you something special.
Special? I'm just another type of monster.
As am I.
Oh, really? You don't look like one.
Neither do you. But I am a vampire. Although, like yourself, I have gone through a metamorphosis.
A vampire, huh? That should seem strange to me, but considering the shit I've seen, I suppose vampires aren't too surprising.
There was a virus here as well, but over 1,000 years ago. It killed everyone in the village it originated in, except for one man with a special blood strain. Two of his three sons became the first vampire and werewolf, respectively.
You know, this is really very interesting, but can you send me back? I need to get back to that Umbrella Corporation facility. I'm hoping to find a cure for the T-Virus there.
But that's precisely why I brought you here, to make the cure for your virus.
You can do that?
I can't. We can.
How does that even work? Why is the cure for my universe's virus found in your universe?
Because the T-Virus was based on that plague I just told you about. Your Umbrella Corporation long ago found how to travel the parallel worlds. I speculate that their Umbrella logo is actually a reference to the wormholes, and the red and blue shifting that appears when they are open.
The Umbrella Corporation came here? The T-Virus came from here?
The original form of the virus. The Umbrella Corporation modified it for their purposes, to devastating effect. It turned everyone it infects into a monster. Except for you, of course.
Yes. And as you said, I'm special.
More special than you realize. You see, the virus isn't the only thing Umbrella Corporation took from this universe.
What do you mean?
They needed a unique test subject to perfect their virus. Someone with the special blood strain. You.
Me? You're saying I'm from this universe?
Originally, yes. You are a descendant of Alexander Corvinus, the original immortal, through his third son. You were abducted years ago, and your mind was wiped. You were told you were a security operative, but that was just a ruse on their part. They meant to use your blood to perfect the T-Virus. Instead, you became infected by their rough version of it, and it perfected you.
Trust me, I'm not perfect. I'm a monster inside.
Then you're in good company, dear. The original version of that plague lives on in me, and the blood of Alexander Corvinus himself transformed that virus into something new within my body. Like you, I am unique. And we both contain optimized versions of our viruses. When combined properly, they will form a third version that will contain the cure to your world's T-Virus, as well as the cure to the rampant lycanthropy that now plagues my world.
So you need my blood sample from me? And we take one from you, and mix them around in a test tube or something?
Not precisely. And not in a test tube. We need a special vessel for the mixing.
What do you mean by that?
It's easier to show you. I've had the Umbrella computer here searching parallel universes for just the right vessel. It looks like it's found it. Look at the screen.
That's just some guy.
Indeed. Just some guy.
And now I hear an echo. I hear my voice twice when I speak. I think he's listening to us. He's spying on us.
Curious. He's listening to a recording of us, actually. Remarkably enough, in his universe, I think we're just fictional characters. He's listening to our story as it happens. Or at least he was. Because now, I'm opening a wormhole to bring him through to us. Make room, please.
Wait. You're saying he's the vessel? Leave him where he is while we discuss this.
Sorry. Too late. Here he is, looking somewhat confused.
Not as much as me. Why do we need him for the cure?
He has just the right DNA to accept boost strains of the virus and combine them into the cure.
Right. And just how do we get the virus into him?
Well, it's complicated.
We have to have sex with him, don't we?
Well, not that complicated, I guess. You got it right off the bat.
Right off the bat? Is that some kind of vampire joke? You know, to go along with having to boink this guy joke?
I don't joke about vampirism or boinking, as you so colourfully put it. We must have sex with this man so the virus may be combined in his body.
Why can't we just bite him? That's how vampires and werewolves get made. And it works for making zombies too.
This will create a different version of the virus than what either of us has. And I suspect the trauma and fear of being bitten would actually adversely affect the combination of the two virus strains in his body. If it were a pleasurable experience for him, however.
How do you even know he wants to have sex with either of us?
Really? Have you looked at yourself lately? Now, look at me. Even if we weren't both ridiculously attractive for most men in any universe, just the fact that we were willing would be enough.
What do you mean, we? Do I look willing?
You can save your world and mine. You can put an end to the T-virus, all without losing another friend or loved one. For the record, this isn't the outcome I would have chosen either. But it's one I'm willing to live with.
But I'm not even horny.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
What? I'm not a lesbian.
Neither am I. But I wasn't a vampire once, just as you weren't superhuman. We never meant to be heroes, but we embraced the rules.
What about him?
I don't think he's going anywhere. Not with two women such as us about to put on a shoe for him.
I guess not. Men aren't too different in whatever universe you are in.
I trust women are not either. Although, perhaps the two of you could confirm that as I unzip this bodysuit and pull it off.
Oh, whoa. Nothing on underneath it, huh?
It would just get in the way. And I'm quite immune to the cold.
Well, it's not exactly cold in here. It's actually pretty warm.
Then let me help you with that.
Only in the interest of saving our universes.
Of course. Here, let me help you out of the unnecessary amount of clothing you have.
Okay, but this doesn't make me a lesbian.
Definitely not.
Funny. It gets warmer in here the more naked I get.
I think you are right.
Do you feel warm? Or are you cold like a corpse?
I can assure you, I am very warm. My vampirism comes from the virus, not some supernatural source. I am alive and quite warm-blooded. Perhaps a demonstration would be in order.
So we're hugging now.
Am I holding you too tightly?
For me? I don't think you know me too well yet.
Well, that's about to change.
Is the kissing strictly necessary?
Do you mind?
Not really. Just asking.
Strictly speaking, my hand between your legs is not necessary either. You could meet with this man here without my assistance. Or I yours.
Assistance is good. I'll even lend you a hand myself.
That's quite nice of you. Quite nice.
We won't infect each other, will we?
It doesn't work that way. Our two strains of the virus are incompatible by themselves. They need his DNA to allow them to combine and reach their final form.
And they won't combine with each other. Unless we both combine with him.
Precisely. So you there. Stop staring slack-jawed at us and remove your clothes.
But there's no real hurry. We need to be ready.
You feel very ready under my touch.
That's just a side effect of the T-virus. Keep going. I will too.
Well, he is having trouble getting out of his clothes.
Time for another kiss, then.
As you wish.
Oh, he's naked now.
And quite ready for the next part, it seems.
So, which of us has to go first?
I don't think it matters. The virus will combine in him, regardless of the order of which it is introduced.
Well, you're the expert here. So maybe you should go first.
The expert at sex.
Well, I was thinking of the virus. We look to be the same age, so we are probably both just as experienced with sex.
I'm over 630 years old.
Okay. You don't look it. But you're definitely going first, then.
Age before beauty.
I may be several hundred years younger than you, but I'm definitely not more beautiful.
As I said before, we are both extremely attractive. You know less than I.
Fine. We're both babes. Monster babes.
Fair enough. Now, back to this sex thing. I suppose he should lie down and I will mount him while kneeling over him.
A cowgirl position?
Yes. It will have the advantage of keeping my fangs somewhat away from his neck.
Well, what if you decide to lean over and bite him or something?
Well, if you're that concerned for his safety, you could sit on his face and keep me from doing that.
I'm honestly not that concerned for his safety. I was just sort of thinking out loud.
Very well. Then don't sit on his face.
If you do bite him, though, that could mess things up for two universes.
So you are going to sit on his face?
You do your thing first. I need to build up a little courage.
Umbrella has a large file on you. Courage is something you've never been short on.
Fighting and fucking are two different things. And two different kinds of courage. Now, are you going to fuck him or what?
Yes, I am going to fuck him. I'm in the right position now. And he's of more than the required hardness.
Yeah, he's got some serious wood. Be careful when he stakes you with that thing.
It's not the right kind of wood, and I'm not the right kind of vampire. And it's not going into my heart.
Yeah, that's definitely not your chest it's pressed against.
No. And it's not my chest it's slowly sinking into.
Technically, you're sinking down onto it.
Indeed. Either way, it's in me now. So it's your turn to get on him.
I don't suppose him eating my pussy counts for giving him the virus.
No, but it keeps me from biting him. Also, it will provide extra stimulation to you before you have sex with him.
Well, I don't know.
Plus, there may be incidental or perhaps gratuitous touching between the two of us as we ride him.
Okay, I'll do it. For the good of the universes.
I'll wait to move until you get on top of him.
Which I'm working on right now. Facing you, of course. And with me lowering my cunt down to his... to his face.
Okay. Now we may both begin moving. Slowly at first. We're both significantly stronger than him.
Yes. Slowly. I'll slowly grind my cunt against his face.
And I will slowly roll my hips with him buried deep inside of me.
You said there will be touching?
Yes. If I touch your breasts like this.
Yes.
And you touch my breasts like this.
Oh, yes.
And then we move a little faster on him. Our wetness running down his thighs. And his face. And then
we kiss.
Yes, that works.
Good.
Yes. Quite good.
You touching me is turning me on so much.
Oh, what about his thong inside of you?
It's not hurting any.
I must admit that I'm finding his manhood more stimulating than I expected, given the circumstances.
Yeah, you're kind of going to, you're kind of going to town riding that thing.
It is necessary for the virus to transfer properly.
Oh, really?
No. At least I don't think so. At this point, I'm losing control a little. I'm running with it.
I guess it's expected that our bodies might react a little.
Quite. And therefore, we can't be faulted if we orgasm.
Well, you're the scientific one. I'll trust you on that.
So your climax too.
You said it was okay to enjoy it.
I didn't precisely say that.
Too late to change your mind. I'm coming.
I want him as well. Very, very well.
So that's it then? That was the virus?
He has my virus. Now he needs yours.
And that was to... That has to fuck... Oh, hang on. And he has to... Oh, okay. And he has to fuck me to get that?
I think I was quite clear on that before.
Fine. But I'm not going to enjoy it.
Based on what's happened so far, that doesn't seem likely.
Shush, shush, shush. I'm having fun with the whole reluctance thing. Besides, it seems more noble of me if I don't have fun.
I see. Well, not really. But I can play along, I guess.
So... tell me how I should fuck him.
Well, there's missionary work for you. It doesn't matter if your teeth are near his neck.
Hey, you're the expert on saving both worlds. I'll just lie here then.
Good. Unfortunately, the virus is already working on his unique DNA. He is still fully erect.
Or maybe he just is really turned on by the idea of fucking me.
Yes, that's possible as well.
Well, you're in for a treat then, whatever your name is. Let's get this over with. Celine's world and mine aren't going to save themselves.
That's very noble of you.
Thank you. I'll keep reminding myself of that as this guy gets on top of me.
You look nervous.
I haven't been with a man in quite a while, since the whole monster thing started.
Would it help if I laid down next to you?
It might.
And then if I caress your breast gently as he maneuvers himself over you?
That definitely helps.
And then if I take him in my hand and guide him up against your wet opening.
Damn it. Call it my cunt.
That seems unnecessarily vulgar. But if it helps, I'll guide his cock up against your cunt.
Yes. Do it.
And then I will press the head of his cock up against your cunt, harder and harder. I keep pushing it against you, until suddenly the head pumps into your deliciously tight cunt, and slides all of the way in.
Fuck. I hope everyone on both worlds appreciates my tremendous sacrifice.
Yes, your tremendous sacrifice.
But you could make it better by kissing me as he fucks me.
Very well.
And letting me bang your pussy with my finger.
Is there anything else I could do for you to make this better?
Let's start with the kissing and the fingering.
As you wish.
His cock is in my cunt. My fingers in your pussy. I can't feel this. Oh, sorry. And my fingers in your cunt. I think I can feel his cum around my fingers.
There was quite a lot of it. Could you play with my clitoris too?
Only if you play with mine at the same time.
Fair enough. I think I can get my hand between the two of you.
Fuck. His cock is pounding me. Your fingers rubbing my clit so nicely.
I must admit to enjoying your touch as well. Enough where I think another orgasm will be imminent.
He's going to make me come too.
But only for the good of all two universes.
You know what? Fuck our universes. I just want to come again.
I'm pretty sure you will. All three of us will.
And then he'll have both viruses.
Yes, and the cure.
And I'll have his cum, just like you do. At least what's not oozing around my fingers.
Yes. I suppose he'll fill your tiny little cunt all up with it.
Yes. Until you lick it out.
Yes, until I... what?
Yes. And I lick his out of you. And we make each other come with our tongues.
I suppose that could be arranged. Well, he needs to come in you first.
Yes. Come inside. Yes. Come deep inside us.
You need to come for him.
Trust me. Like that. I have that covered.
Might as well come too. Since I'm here.
Yes. Let's all come together. Three universes coming together. To come together.
He's ejaculating. I recognize the look.
And I recognize that. I'm coming too. You better come.
I couldn't stop it by trying. I don't think I've ever come that hard. But now, what happens?
Now, I need to send you back to your world. Just returning you there will release the version of the new virus you now carry, since you mated with him after I did.
And then I'll get stuck there, I guess.
Not necessarily. I could bring you back just as easily as I brought you here in the first time. There's still so much you can do here.
Like the 69ing and what I was talking about earlier. Our marathon three-way sex sessions with two of you.
Well, I was thinking of helping me restore the order once the lichens fall and that kind of thing.
That's what I meant, too.
It's okay. I quite like your ideas.
Good. Because I'm full of all kinds of ideas. Ideas and cum. Oh, lots and lots of cum.
Well, perhaps I could help you with all that cum before you go.
Yes, and he could help me with my lack of cum when I come back.
I think we can all help each other with all manner of things once we're all together again.
I am definitely liking how this story ends.
Ending? Something tells me this story is just getting started.